Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you're looking for a new way of living that helps you do less in order to enjoy more of your life, then you've come to the right place. I want to spend the next few minutes helping you find real ways to make your life feel a bit more simple so you can focus on what matters most. You guys know I'm a big fan of using Sundays to prepare our family and myself for the week ahead, but guess what? I have a free printable at emilylay.com that makes your Sunday prep even easier. This checklist helps you think through the food and clothes and chores and plans that lie ahead and how you can get yourself prepared and ready for all of it. You can find the free Sunday checklist printable and so many more other free printables over at emilylay.com under the printables tab at the bottom of the page. So when you were little, what kind of home did you dream of having when you grew up? I think this is something every kid does when they're little. There's so much you're learning about the world when you're sitting on your mom's lap looking at picture books that show all the different kinds of homes you could have. Maybe you wanted a little white cottage with flower boxes filled to the brim with beautiful blooms. Maybe you dreamed of an apartment in the big city, the lights of the towering buildings dotting the night sky. Maybe you were more adventurous and wanted a houseboat you could take out to sea with a snug and cozy bed tucked inside that would keep you warm on a breezy night. I know the feeling. When I was little, I always dreamed of having a home that was in my hometown, a place that felt cozy and inviting, a place where we could entertain, a place where my people and our family felt safe and welcomed and loved no matter who they are. So how does it make you feel to think about the home your younger self used to dream about? I'll tell you how I feel. I feel calm, instantly lighter. My shoulders slowly fall and I let go of a breath I didn't even know I was holding inside. Even though we all dream of different homes, there's something that each of these spaces probably has in common. They have shelves lined with books and knickknacks just so. They have kitchen counters and tabletops that are smooth and clear, and everything has been put in its place. These homes aren't perfect, but they're clean and they're tidy. There's something to be said for keeping and maintaining the home you want to have. But you know what? We also live in a real world. Personally, I live in a world that pulls me in a million directions. So many that I don't have time every day to answer a question like, how can I make sure that my home is a place of rest and restoration for me and my people? Here's the thing. Home isn't really about a specific place. It's a feeling. It's a feeling that says, this is a place where you are safe. This is a place where you are cared for. A home filled with people who care for you is a beautiful place. But I think more importantly, a home where you feel like you can care for yourself is even more of a treasure. I think that gets lost sometimes, especially for women. Cleaning your home isn't about sacrificing who you are in the service of your family. Oh no. It's not about fulfilling your role as a woman. I like to think of it as an act of care toward yourself as you choose to create and maintain a place where you want to spend your time. So, okay, back to logistics here. There are going to be seasons where you won't be able to keep up your home the way you'd like. This is why I'm passionate about you choosing what matters most to you, because sometimes what matters to you changes by the season. That's what real life calls for. Sometimes you choose, or life dictates, that you give your time and attention to something that takes your time away from your regularly scheduled cleaning programming. Maybe you're immersed in a big project at work. Maybe you've just had a baby, or you're caring for a sick loved one. Maybe you're going through a divorce, or you're just trying to tread water. Whatever it is, there are going to be seasons of your life when cleaning your home takes a backseat, and that is very normal. But in those seasons when you don't have the brain space to deal with one more thing, but you want to keep some semblance of order in your life, it's nice to have someone who lays out what you need to do to keep your life in order step by step. I know because I've totally been there. And in those moments, all I want is for someone to gently take me by the hand and say, here's what we're going to do next, Emily. And if I'm being very honest, my mom has done this for me many times. So as we dive into this topic today, I want you to set aside any feelings you have about cleaning or homekeeping as being frivolous or chore-like or that kind of thing. I want to think about this as setting yourself up for real success and creating a place that makes you feel loved and cared for and welcomed. So here's what I'd like to help you with today. You know that feeling when you walk into a room that you need to clean and there's so much to do that you don't know where to begin, and you feel your stomach drop and you wonder why you're even bothering cleaning in the first place because it's just going to get messy again in 10 minutes. I do. I totally know what that feels like. And in those moments, I'll tell you what helps. A step-by-step game plan to help you zip through what you need to do in order to get the results you want. I need something, too, that takes away the guesswork and choices and helps me automate that chore so I can do it the same way time after time. You guys know I'm a big fan of automating the mundane parts of life because, seriously, automating is how to get more done and keep your stress level down as you create the life and home that you want. So here's what we'll walk through today. We will outline a step-by-step plan you can use to automate the way you clean any room, so that you can use your brain power for the things that need more of your time and attention. We're going to get you breathing a little easier, I promise. And of course, there are a zillion ways to clean a home. If you have your own tried and true method, then keep at it, sister. Do what works for you. This is totally just an offering to give you another option for automating your life. Okay, here we go. Here's how to clean any room. We're going to break down the tools and techniques you need right here. First, let's start with the tools you need to keep on hand. I keep these stocked so I don't have to think about making a special trip to the store just to clean my home. And the great news is you don't need anything fancy or expensive. Here are six of my favorite cleaning tools. Number one, a bucket of soap and hot water. This is as basic as cleaning basics get. You just can't beat good old soap and water for cleaning just about every hard surface in your home. I have always found that Dawn is the best soap for cleaning since it has a degreasing superpower. That's why it's so good at cleaning those ducts that you see on the commercials. So make sure you have this on hand. Number two, rags. Yes, rags. Listen, rags are great to have on hand, plus they're better for the earth than paper towels since they're reusable to boot. You can buy a box of rags in bulk from Amazon or your favorite box store, or you can cut up old t-shirts or blankets or towels that you're not using anymore if you need something that's a little more disposable. And here is a pro tip. Buy microfiber rags to polish windows and furniture and even your computer and phone screens. Number three, bleach. If you need to kill germs, bleach is your best friend. Mix a capful in a gallon of water to create a cleaning solution that's great for disinfecting kitchen counters, trash cans, plastic cutting boards, plastic bath toys, your shower liner, all the things. But be super careful about mixing it with anything that isn't water or laundry detergent like powdered Tide, which is also really great to clean with, by the way. Mixing bleach with anything other than these two things can create toxic fumes, which we definitely don't want in our homes. But if you use it with care, bleach is the best bang for your buck in helping you clean your home. Number four, Windex. There is nothing like Windex for polishing windows, mirrors, chrome bathroom fixtures until they gleam. Store brands work just as well and help you keep more of your money in your wallet. Number five, Swiffer sweepers, dusters, and the wet jet mop. All right, so the whole line of Swiffer products is actually magic. I can't think of a brand that saves me more time than a Swiffer. Plus, I love that I don't have to put a bunch of brain power into cleaning Swiffer products either. Just slip on a pad or a dusting sleeve, do your thing, and toss the pad in the garbage. The end. Number six, a vacuum, a really good vacuum. So this is self-explanatory whether you have a traditional upright vacuum, a canister vacuum, a handheld vac, or even a robot one like my Oofy. Oofy's amazing. I'll link him in the show notes. If you've got carpet, really any kind of floors, we have hardwood, a good vacuum is essential. So that is easy enough, right? You don't need a ton of stuff in your cleaning arsenal, just a few tried and true standards and basics that your grandmother had. Sometimes I find joy in the smallest things, like stocking my pantry with good soap or breaking out new scents for my house that match the season. Bonus points if those products are healthy for my family and the planet. And Grove Collaborative makes all of my fall fresh scent dreams come true. Grove takes the guesswork out of going green. And right now, it's the best time of year to become a Grove member because fall scents are coming out. And right now, they've got a super offer for new customers. you can get a free Mrs. Meyers gift set with your first order of $20 or more. The hardest part is choosing which scents you want for your bundle. Are you feeling like apple cider or acorn spice? Maybe you want the Grove exclusive scents like pear tree and spiced pumpkin that you can't find anywhere else. It's a tough choice, I know. To get your free Mrs. Meyers fall bundle, just go to emilylay.com/grove and place your first order for $20 or more today. That's emilylay.com/grove to sign up and get your free Mrs. Meyers gift set when you spend $20 on your first order. Okay, now let's talk about technique. So here's an easy three-step method to clean just about any room in your home. Let's break it down. First, do a ruthless declutter in the room you're about to clean. You guys know my passionate love for a ruthless declutter, even on a micro level like we're doing here. Start by looking at your room, tossing out any garbage that doesn't belong there. Next, see if there are things cluttering up the room that don't belong. Maybe your shower has some shampoo bottles that need to be tossed. Or maybe the living room has some old magazine that no one's reading anymore. Trust me, you won't miss them. Second, straighten up and rearrange the room. If the kids built a pillow fort in the den and didn't put the chairs back where they're supposed to go, now's the time to move them back to their homes. Have the pasta containers been moved around in the kitchen? Put them back. Does your living room need a different flow? Move around the furniture to your liking. Third, now it's time to clean and polish the room. And there's an easy method I learned from one of my favorite Instagram accounts, Go Clean Co., that'll stick in your brain forever and ever. I swear it's one of those things where I'm surprised I never thought about it before, but it makes so much sense. Here's what you do. Start cleaning at the top of the room. Dust the ceilings, top of kitchen cabinets, bookshelves, whatever, followed by a wipe down with a rag. Then when you're done cleaning the top of the room, it's time to move down to the middle. Think about cleaning the room by going left to right. Clean the walls and everything else in your path that needs a quick clean with soap and water or Windex. After that, it's time to clean the floors. For hard surfaces, hot soap and water or even a gallon of hot water and a teaspoon of powdered Tide will work well. For carpet, break out the vacuum, of course. So really what you're doing is you're taking advantage of gravity, because as you clean the top, you're going to have dust and dirt fall down to the middle and then from the middle to the bottom. So doing it that way helps you make sure everything gets done and that you are not cleaning places that are then getting dirty. So if you're in the middle of cleaning more than one room in your house, then close the door of the room you just cleaned to signify that it's done. This is especially helpful if you're checking out of an Airbnb and need a visual reminder that each room has been cleaned and all your stuff has been removed. Just saying. And if you've got little ones, this three-step cleaning method is a great way to teach them how to start helping out with cleaning your home and keeping it beautiful and inviting. It's also a great way to recruit a partner or roommate to help you clean. And if it's just you on your own, don't feel like you have to do everything at once. Try to pair it with something fun, like listening to your favorite cleaning playlist. Spotify has some good ones if you don't have one. Or even, hint, hint, your favorite podcast. So that wasn't so hard, right? It's just nice to have it all spelled out sometimes so you don't even have to think about it. If you need this method totally spelled out for you, we've done just that in the show notes over at emilylay.com/podcast. As we close out this episode, I'd like to say a little blessing for you as we leave this time together and get back into our days. May your home be a place where you feel safe and loved and cared for. May you spend time on the people and experiences that matter to you and release your grip on the expectations that don't. And above all, may you remember that caring for your home is a way that you show up and care for yourself. As always, I like to leave a little tip to help you put what we've talked about today into practice. Here's your task for this week. This may sound like a no-brainer, but you know what can make your life a little bit easier? Toting your cleaning products from room to room in a little cleaning caddy, or even a rolling cart. If your home has more than one level, you can put together a cleaning caddy for each floor so that you don't have to keep toting your caddy up and down the stairs. Let's face it, cleaning can feel like a chore, and anything you can do to make it easier is a big win. Thank you for listening to the Simplified Podcast. I hope today's episode helps you breathe a little bit easier as you try to create a home that's a safe and inviting place for you and your loved ones to spend time together. You can find show notes for this episode at emilylay.com/podcast, where you can check out links and resources I mentioned here. And you can shop the Simplified brand of planners and products. Plus, for more simplicity tips, you can find me on Instagram at emilylay and at simplified, and on YouTube at youtube.com/simplifiedbyemilylay. And if you liked what you heard on the show today, then you should definitely grab a copy of my book, Growing Boldly, Dare to Build a Life You Love, which is in stores right now wherever you buy books. One more thing, if you found today's episode helpful, would you do me a favor and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts? That is a small way we can get this show to other people who would enjoy it as well. That's all for today. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.